Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to the U.S. Congress for possible renewed sanctions. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders did not indicate what the president plans to do.
The president is going to make an announcement about the decision that he's made on a comprehensive strategy that his team supports, and we'll do that in the coming days. I'm not going to get ahead of that announcement by leaning in now.
Decertification could open the door to renegotiating the deal, although Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has said that is not an option. American troop deployments to Afghanistan to support the Trump administration's new strategy there have lagged due to the military's ongoing support of hurricane relief and the efforts there in Puerto Rico. Lieutenant General Frank McKenzie described and categorized the delays as minor, adding that some forces were flowing into Afghanistan, but the number of American troops there remains in the vicinity of 11,000. He explained the delays are due in part to the U.S. military having a finite number of transport aircraft. Police in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, say they have found the car that had been working for and looking for that as part of an investigation into the deadly mass shooting that gunman Stephen Paddock launched from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel Casino, killing at least 58 people, wounding hundreds more as they attended a country music concert. Authorities are still searching for motives for that attack. This is VOA News. U.S. military has confirmed three American service members were killed and two others injured when a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol was attacked in southwestern Niger. Here's U.S. Defense Department spokesperson Dana White.
On behalf of everyone on the department and the Secretary of Defense, we extend our deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of the fallen and those injured in this attack.
An official at the French embassy here in Washington told VOA French forces helped evacuate the U.S. soldiers after the assault. No one has claimed responsibility for the assault on the patrol of about 10 U.S. and Niger soldiers. U.S. lawmakers are calling for full access by journalists and aid workers to Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. Chairman of the U.S. House Foreign Affairs Committee, Ed Royce, says if there is very important to get reporters on the ground in the region to check into suspected atrocities.
The U.N. is engaged in its assessment of the situation, but I would say that that puts us out on the ledge of what I and Elliot Engel and us on the committee have named and called ethnic cleansing. We encourage everyone to use that term.
Myanmar government has taken groups of reporters to the region in recent weeks, and it has denied charges of systematic abuses against the Rohingya. A chemical weapons expert when the Malaysian government said his analysis showed traces of VX, its precursors and degradation products on clothing worn by one of two women accused of killing the brother of the North Korean leader. Philip Alexio now has the latest on the murder trial of Kim Jong-nam.
The women are charged with murdering the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un by smearing his face with VX at a Kuala Lumpur airport on February 13th. VX is a chemical poison banned by the United Nations. The expert said that VX could be applied on a bare palm and potentially have no effect on a person if washed off quickly enough. The women have pleaded not guilty, saying they thought they were involved in some sort of a prank for a reality TV show. They face the death penalty if convicted. The trial will resume on Monday. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Newly formed Tropical Storm Nate, blamed for at least 22 deaths in Central America, dumped heavy rain across the region on a path that would carry it toward a potential landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane, and that would happen sometime over the weekend or early next week. Maximum sustained winds currently 65 kilometers per hour.
That's the latest world news from VOA.